This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. At the request of the NRA, President Trump signed an order vacating a new rule providing information on mental health and guns. The rule required the Social Security Administration to send over the names of the 75,000 people who received government checks for being mentally disabled and others who've been deemed unable to handle their own financial affairs to the FBI office that runs the National Background Check Database. Trump administration is proposing a 25% reduction in the EPA's $8.1 billion budget, eliminating nearly 3,000 jobs and several programs, including the agency's Environmental Justice Office. Funding for the cleanup of lead, marine pollution, tribal lands in the Great Lakes region face severe cuts, while climate initiatives are earmarked for a 70% budget reduction. Uber has for years engaged in a worldwide program to deceive the authorities where its low-cost ride-hailing service was being resisted by law enforcement or in some instances had been outright banned. The program, called Grayball, uses data collected from the Uber app and other techniques to identify and circumvent officials. Uber used these methods to evade the authorities in cities such as Boston, Paris, and Las Vegas, and in countries like Australia, China, Italy, and South Korea. Court of Appeals wiped out an earlier ruling that the structure of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was unconstitutional and ordered a rehearing, giving the agency a reprieve. Median savings for U.S. households nearest retirement age has dropped 32% in the past decade to $14,500. People's aged 65 to 74 have five times the borrowing obligations Americans their ages had 20 years ago. New Orleans took a hit, ranking last out of 100 cities in a Brookings report on progress since the recession, following another report by Bloomberg ranking the city as the third most unequal in the country. Having no execution since 2005, Arkansas is now in a rush to execute eight men over a 10-day period before a lethal injection drug expires. Pope Francis, being interviewed by a homeless magazine called Tennis Shoes, says giving money to the homeless on the street is always right. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.